Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I hope that you are doing well out there. It's been a little while since I've done a podcast. It's been a very, very busy summer with my teenage daughter and activities, but I am back on the air and I thank God for keeping me thus far, and I know He will continue to do so. We thank God for the rain that we had on yesterday and the day before, a good downpour. So we thank God, and I see that as a spiritual sign of the outpouring of the Lord, because it's been a while in San Diego since we've had a good amount of rain. And so I am hopeful on today, although my emotions, you know, your emotions will tell you, you know, to be discouraged, to be downtrodden, things won't work, things aren't working. You know what? You have to move those emotions aside and still speak the goodness of God and still believe that He has the best in store for you. And I look forward to my spiritual blessings. I claim them in Jesus' name, and I encourage you to do the same. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love You on today and I bless Your holy name. I just thank You, Lord, that I know You, that I know who You are. I thank You, Lord, for Your word. May You bless us by Your word, edify us, build us up, keep us by Your word. Lord, touch the listener on today. You know the needs, you know the circumstance, you know what situation it is, Lord. Bless as only You can, Lord, and I pray that You do it speedily. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go back over to the book of John, and we may go through some other books as well. We're at the point of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to begin at John 19, verse 16. It says, "Then delivered He Him therefore unto them to be crucified." So Pilate delivered Jesus to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led Him away. And he bearing His cross went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Golgotha, where they crucified Him and two others with Him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst, or in the center, or in the middle. And I want to talk a little bit today about our two natures. And I'm using this as an analogy of Jesus figuratively is in the middle, in the center of our two natures. And which one is going to respond to the Lord? And it's going to be the spiritual nature. The flesh is not saved, neither can it be. And it wants what it wants. But the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. And so it's that double nature that we have within us, that warring, as it talks about in Romans, that warring between the two. Paul talks about when he wants to do good, evil is always present. And I'm going to read a little bit of that, but it's about those two natures. And so I want to turn with me over to Luke chapter 23. I'm going to read a little bit about those two people that were on both sides of Jesus, beginning at verse 39 of Luke 23. "And one of the malefactors," which means criminals, "which were hanged, railed on Him," railed on Jesus, "blasphemed on Him, saying, 'If Thou be Christ, save Thyself and us.' But the other, answering, rebuked Him." Rebuke the criminal. One criminal rebuked the other one, saying, "Does not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" What you're up there, guy, because you've done wrong. Now listen in verse 41. "And we indeed justly, we are justly being crucified, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss," or nothing wrong. "And he said unto Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.'" Two people were hanging on both sides of Christ, one on the left, one on the right. Both were criminals, but one recognized that this was God. This man, Jesus, was from the Lord. He rebuked his fellow criminal and said, "Lord, remember me." And our spirit is saying, "Remember me. Remember me." So we talk a little bit today about the two natures. The two natures. And we're going to read out of Romans, the struggle of two natures. But before we even get into that, and we'll get into it a little bit, those two natures, like I said before, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Whoever you feed, that's the one that will be most dominant. If you are feeding the flesh, constantly giving it what it wants, it runs your life, your flesh, your mind, will, and your emotions. You're giving into your emotions. You're giving into your lust. You do whatever you want when you want to do it. You are being ruled by the law of the flesh in that case. But there are other laws that are also working, like the law of sin and death, because following the flesh brings condemnation and it brings consequences. I'm talking to the believer and the non-believer. Doing things that are against God has consequences, but we have a struggle within us, those that are saved, between the dual natures, the nature to do good and the nature to do what you want to do that is against God. So it's a constant fight, a constant battle in our minds to do the will of the Lord, to follow his word. And then your mind says, "I want to do this, I want to do that." And then you start justifying it. Well, you know what? If I do this, I can also do that. If I so and so, this is what I need to do. You come up with all kinds of justifications why you are following the wrong way, because the flesh wants to do what it wants to do. It wants to control and dominate. So let's read verse 13 of Romans chapter 7. It says, "Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid, but sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful." That is talking about that sin, that when you compare sin to the nature of God, it becomes exceedingly sinful by comparison. And Paul is talking about that. Is talking about, "Was then that which is good made death unto me," which is the law. The law was good, but the law brought light to sin and revealed how sinful sin is. And you know what? I'm going to have to stop right there before we get into that thought. And we're going to continue on the next time on the podcast, that sin, we have to look at sin for what it is and not try to water it down, justify it, or make reasons or rationale why it's okay to do it and it's not that bad. If it doesn't hurt anyone, then you should do it. God forbid. Sin is sin, and it's got to be black and white. And if you are doing sin and living in sin, I encourage you to come out. But don't try to justify that your sin is somehow going to be some permissible will of God, because that's not going to be the case. Join me next time on The Word in Me. God bless you. Enjoy your life. Hold on to God. Be with the Lord. It's no other place to be. Amen. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.